Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we've brought...
Michael.
And she's going to be talking to us about... What's our topic today, Michael?
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb, huh? So... What is Phineas and Ferb? Is it a cookie or something you eat? Or is it a restaurant? What is Phineas and Ferb?
It's a show.
It's a show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what type of show is it? Is it a live action show? Does it have a handsome dude as the main character who looks like me? What's going on here?
It's kind of like a fantasy.
Fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we got to help our audience who may have never heard of Phineas and Ferb, right? We've got to help them understand, like, is it a live action with real actors or is it drawn? Is it a cartoon?
It's kind of like a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Okay, it's a cartoon, right? And what is the opening theme song? Do you know it?
It's where Phineas and Ferb are like... It's like a flashback of what they have done over the summer. And then at the end, Candace yells, Mom, Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence.
Right. So the premise of the show is that these two brothers, right, are going to do something each day of summer. And the way the show works is they have a ridiculously, like if you were to dial up your regular life, right? Your regular life is like a 3, okay? And on Phineas and Ferb, what they do is they take the ideas that you and I might have, and they dial it up from like a 3 to like a 100, right? So what are some of the things that they've done on their summer vacation, right?
They've gone to the moon and made ice cream in the moon, and apparently it tasted better than regular ice cream.
Uh-huh. And then what about a roller coaster? They built a giant roller coaster in one episode. Monster trucks, we saw that.
Yeah.
What's one of the other ones? They've done, there's all kinds of things that they've done. Go ahead.
They build a big shark and then at like this festival or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then people, Candace, try to catch it with her friend because she always wants to tell her mom about what they've done because she wants to get them in trouble.
Right. And so one of the things that you might not have noticed is that episode plays on a lot of the shark movie jokes, right? So there's a lot of jokes that refer to Jaws. Have you seen Jaws yet?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I saw a tiny bit of it.
Right. It's a pretty scary movie, mm-hmm. Right? So, but yeah, it pokes fun at Jaws, and they do that. They do these little spoofs and things on lots of different movies. Now, what is Phineas and Ferb's pet? Do you remember what their pet
is? It's a platypus.
A platypus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is a platypus?
A platypus is like a... In the show, it's green, and then it has, like, a really weird tail. And then, that's a platypus.
Right, so a platypus is a real animal,
yeah.
Right, that lives in Australia somewhere, right? Australia, Tasmania. It's got a beaver tail.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a duck bill. Mm-hmm. It's a mammal, right, which means it's from the same family that you and I are from. However, it also lays eggs. It's the only mammal to lay eggs for having its kids. Now, in the TV show, the platypus is their pet isn't just a regular platypus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a, like, a spy or a... Well, there's this guy named Doofenshmirtz, and he tries to make, like... it's always, like, something, and it's e-nature, and the platypus, Perry the platypus, has to try to, like, stop him because he's a secret agent or something like that. He always wears a hat while he's on his mission.
Right, so he wears a fedora, right, because that's
a
cool-looking hat, right? And then the Dr. Doofenshmirtz is always coming up with some scheme to take over the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Right? And so he comes up with some sort of scheme that usually involves some machine, and the latter part of the machine's name is always Inator, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a golf ball thrower Inator, right? Or
yeah.
something like that, right? It just depends. Each episode's different. So you really have two stories going on at the same
mm-hmm.
time, right? You have Phineas and Ferb's story about them building something.
Yeah.
And then you have, well, three stories, right? You have Phineas and Ferb's
yeah.
story about them building something. You have Perry the Platypus's story about stopping the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then you have Candace's story where she's trying to get her mom's attention on what the brothers are doing, right? Because a roller coaster that fills up the entire city being built in a day, or the lemonade stand, or the rock band. Oh, my favorite was the one-hit wonder, right? So
yeah.
Phineas and Ferb wanted to become a one-hit wonder. And so in the show incorporates a lot of good music, right? The guys who built the show are very musically inclined. And so they become this one-hit wonder band. And then they get called into some music executive's office, and they're like, "We're going to offer you a contract to do lots more songs." And Phineas is like, "No, we are a one-hit wonder. We have principles. We have principles." It's so funny. I'm not doing it justice, but it's a lot of fun. All right, so there's always three stories going on in every
yeah.
episode. Now, is this the sort of show you can watch with parents and kids? What age of kids would probably like this show?
I would say anybody. But, I mean, like, sometimes it's really funny. And so, basically, I think, like, most of the ages could watch it because it's not inappropriate or anything.
Right. So, my mom even likes the show. I mean, it's not what she picks when she gets to turn on the television, you know, when Dad's gone. So, my mom even likes the show, especially the music stuff where they got the band back together,
yeah.
right? That was a fun one. And so there's a lot of neat things in there. Now, on this podcast that you're on today, right? So on this podcast, we talk about things that are good in the world. Why is Phineas and Ferb good? What's good about it?
I don't know.
You don't know what's good about it? Does it help your imagination?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it kind of encourages the idea of whatever you can think of, you can do. Right? And so I think that's a good lesson for us to share with our audience. The idea that whatever you can think of, you can do. You know, sometimes at work I do Phineas and Ferb in reverse. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
No, we take things that we want to have happen, right? So like the giant roller coaster.
Yeah.
Now in Phineas and Ferb, they just montage and then they build
mm-hmm.
it, right? But in real life, when you want to do something that is so different, what I like to do is I like to say, okay, well, this is what we want to have happen. How do we make all the other steps necessary for that to work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I build all those steps in? And then my job is to help build those steps in. So I would love it if life were as fast as a montage, but as a project manager, like, my job is to make that montage
yeah.
happen. So
it takes kind of a long time to build those things, and they just build it in a day, and then when
Wait,
the show
is it really a day? The show is only about a half hour.
Well,
long.
I mean, like, it's like
15,
half
30
a day.
Seconds or something
yeah.
like that, right?
And at every episode, at the end, Doofenshmirtz makes kind of like a nature. And then every time some, like, his inventions gets the thing that they built and like makes it disappear. And so right before Candace gets her mom and like gets in the backyard or something, it's always gone. And she tries to get them busted, but it never works out.
Right. And it's always something unexpected at the last minute.
Yeah.
And so Candace is, you know, yeah, mom's always like, okay, Candace, whatever, you know, not a big deal. And then Doofenshmirtz, what's the line that he always says at the end after Perry foils him?
Curse you, Perry the Platypus.
Curse you, Perry the Platypus. Yeah, I can't do the voice very good, but it's a lot of fun. I like the show.
Yeah.
All right, so do you want to read our closing section here? We've got to wrap up this episode. Yeah, that part there.
Well, let's wrap up this up. Let's wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. I'll let let you decide who that is, and I'll bet you know someone who'd love to be a part of this conversation. If you're joining us just for this episode, when you're glad you could make it, want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes below or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on YouTube at the Spotify, Apple Podcast, and LBRY.TV. Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?